This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Auckland Hospital Radio, your bedside entertainment system. Psalm 95 begins with a call to worship, where it says, "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." So we begin our program with a lively song of praise this morning. I wonder if you know it. It's called "Come Now Is the Time to Worship" by Brian Dirksen. Today is taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 31 to 38. Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." Here is a reading where Jesus' top man, Peter, gets it wrong. He expresses an opinion and is chastised by Jesus. It is so encouraging to know that Jesus' disciples were quite human, just like us, and made mistakes. I'd like to sing a song for you written by a local lad, Pete Scott, and it talks about offering God all that we are, even down to our failures, our noughts, and our crosses, and it's called "I Offer You Today, Lord."
I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord. When I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today. hearts, Lord, my crosses and my notes, Lord, when I'm down and out of sorts, Lord, I offer you my thoughts, I offer you my helplessness, no, you'll turn it into bravery. Play a part, Lord. I know it's just a start, Lord. I offer you my heart. When you make another dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there, my fears and insecurities is nothing when they're in your care. When you make another dawn for me, sunrise there, my fears and insecurities are as nothing when they're in your care. I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord, when I fail and when I stray, Lord.
I don't know about you, but whenever I hear extracts from the Bible, I want to know what went on before the reading. Jesus has just been asking his disciples a very important question. Who do you say that I am? And Peter gets this first question correct, and he wins Jesus' approval. He says, "You are God's anointed one." He recognizes him as the Messiah, the Christ. I wonder how we would have answered that question. Was Jesus just a good man, an excellent teacher? We'll be exploring these themes in the next few weeks. But this next song reflects on what Jesus means to his followers today. He is the Saviour, the Lord, the one who reaches down to rescue his people, one who lifts them up when they're in trouble. He is their Lord and worthy of praise.
My Jesus, my Saviour.
My Jesus, my Saviour, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength.
It was very hard to get questions right, and I remember once as a child getting a very difficult question correct. Our headmaster had come into the classroom and asked, "What is half of 3 3/4?" And one girl said, 1 1/2. "Wrong," came the reply. Suddenly, I had the answer like some revelation from the heavens. It was pure guesswork on my part, as I'd just been reading a girl's comic that weekend with information about ladies' hairstyles and wigs in Georgian times, which reached right up to some great height, plus 7/8 of an inch. And so I answered the question, 1 7/8, and I will never forget the look on my headmaster's face. I obviously couldn't explain how I got my answer, though, could I really? I couldn't just say, "I read about 7/8 in my Bunty comic." No way had I worked it out mathematically. But it was pure revelation, a really lucky guess. But I felt proud, and I know how Peter must have felt getting the answer right. But Peter gets it so wrong in our reading today. He has this fixed idea, as do the other disciples, of Jesus as their champion, one who will win victories for them and re-establish God's kingdom on earth. Definitely not someone who might lose the plot and go under. Jesus has been saying to them, "The Son of Man must die and suffer." Jesus knows what's in store for him. He will embrace death and become the lamb for the slaughter. Let's just take a moment to think about the sacrifice Jesus was prepared to make for the sake of the world he loved.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. I'm in that place once again.
Peter, by saying to Jesus, "Don't go there, this can't happen to you," has probably brought to the surface the very temptations that Jesus has struggled with ever since his wilderness experience. We all suffer from temptations, but as the old Chinese proverb says, you can't stop birds flying around your head, but you can stop them from making a nest in your hair. And when we struggle with temptation, it's good to know that in Jesus we have someone who has tempted himself and who understands our weaknesses. Someone once said that temptation is a test given to a person God wishes to use. So here is a song inviting God to give us strength in the trials of life. Those of you listening to this from your hospital beds may find new strength in this prayerful song. In today's reading, we are also called to deny ourselves and follow in Jesus' footsteps, to walk the way of the cross ourselves. Challenges to our faith come in many forms today, such as the pull towards materialism, or the loss of loved ones, or peer pressure, or ill health, but there exists still the devastating fact that in many parts of our world today, to follow Jesus is to embrace persecution and death. It's up to each one of us to pray for one another on our journey, bringing comfort, encouragement, and help wherever and whenever possible.
Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
We are pilgrims on a journey. We're companions on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load.
I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to
joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through.
When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony.
That was Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You by Richard Gillard from Scripture in Song, sung there by Northumbria Community. If more of us were able to respond to the challenge to walk through life as Jesus walked and act upon his example of love and compassion, putting selfish interests to one side, we would see many relationships healed and a world made new. In Isaiah 64, we read the words of a prayer. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. This final song echoes those words. It's a song about God breaking out into our world. It ends our program today, and it's called Our God is Strong and Mighty, written by Stuart Townend and Gary Sadler. Thanks for joining me this week, and I hope you'll tune in again next Sunday. Bye for now.
Our God is strong and mighty.
Our God is strong.